The city of Rochester has been given approval to establish one of the state's 10 land banks. The city's land bank will support the acquisition of vacant, tax-delinquent properties, which will then be renovated and sold through the Home Rochester program. Like the land bank that has been operating in Syracuse since last May, the goal is to also get more properties back on the tax rolls. The Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports.
Brett Garwood is the Director of Business and Housing Development for the City of Rochester. He says vacant buildings can devalue a neighbourhood, and the land bank could help change that.
We hope that this will be another tool to use to help minimize the impact of vacant properties. We feel that if we can gain control of some of these properties where we can partner with community-based organizations, they can make a vacant property a real asset.
The new land bank will have its work cut out for it, with around 1,200 privately owned vacant properties in the city. But Garwood says the agency will be starting small, aiming to acquire 25 properties per year to renovate and sell to first-time homeowners. Garwood says the land bank will help community development programs like Home Rochester save up to $18,000 per property in acquisition fees, such as legal and survey costs. A land bank was launched in Syracuse last May, targeting nearly 3,500 properties. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.